Hello everyone, I'm Matt Berry, and this is a series of conversations with Jean-Michel Jarre at his studio in Paris. We'll be talking about the early years.
I decided to sell this guitar, this amp, and also my small electric train that my grandfather, he built that on the piece of plywood. So I sold this at the flea market in Paris to afford a trip to London to buy my first synthesizer.
Oh my God.
So it was very, very symbolic of rejecting the establishment of rock.
We'll be talking about Oxygen.
Even my publisher being involved with my work and the record, the label, they have no idea about what I was doing. It was like a side project. But
yeah.
Actually, my side project for me was a kind of priority, but it was considered as a side project. Elsewhere, even not a project at all, because I didn't even mention that to anybody.
Playing live.
Very few people realize that I never woke up one morning saying I would like to do the concert at the Pyramids or something like this in a kind of megalomaniac way. It's not at all. Every time it's something that happened, I've been asked to do such project.
Electronica.
And then I really needed something to change in my life. What I wanted to do for quite a long time is actually to be involved in a project collaborating with people.
Planet Jarre.
They were all talking about this idea of Planet Jarre. I was not necessarily a big fan of the title, except the fact that I thought it's actually quite relevant of the inner world. Everybody has his or her own planet. It's her own world. And then it's okay. And then why not dividing this planet in different territories, different continents?
And Equinox Infinity.
And then I really built the old project, not trying to copy the structure, but actually trying to create the same kind of evolution over the album.
Conversations with Jean-Michel Jarre.